At first, it thought that it belonged to a doll. But dolls were not pliant like that. Dolls didn't have bruised faces. Dolls, unlike babies, never die. The house where you saw the boy, Mumtaz asked, was it next door to a pub called the Hobgoblin? Mumtaz had calculated it had to be lunchtime when she called Habib Faruqi on his mobile. He'd answered almost immediately. Habib had thought for a moment when she'd mentioned the pub. Yes, he'd seen a pub, but what it had been called was another matter. Was the front door of this house blue? She continued. Another pause, and then he said, yes. Are you going to look into it then, Mrs. Hakim? She was. She knew she was. But would Lee be on board with her? And if he wasn't, what then? Eventually she said, I'm not sure at the moment, Habib. Oh. But I'll call you tomorrow morning and let you know without fail. Habib, do you know whether Loz's girlfriend is really pregnant? She says she is, he said. Why would she say that if she wasn't? Mumtaz sighed. There had been a girl at her school who had told everyone she was pregnant when she hadn't been. Diane something or other. She'd been going out with a boy called Jaden who had a stall in Spitalfields Market with his brother. They sold handbags, which had been part of the appeal. Nothing had ever come of Diane and Jaden's brief affair, and word at the time had been that Diane hadn't even got a fake Prada bag out of it. Mumtaz changed the subject. Look, can you email me a list of things you remember about that boy and where he lived? She said. Can't we do it on WhatsApp? He asked. I mean, then I can, like, write things down when I think of them. He had a point, even though Mumtaz was loath to admit it. Shazia communicated almost exclusively via apps these days. Mumtaz wasn't a fan. She decided to stick to her guns. You've got my card, so I'd prefer it if you emailed me, she said. Just sit down for a few minutes and try to remember what you saw. Even better, do that with Loz. He may remember things that you don't and vice versa. Okay. But he didn't sound pleased about it. Tough.